The main argument for changing the meeting schedule to just 3 Mondays a month instead of 4 was to let council members spend more time with family. They've been starting 2 other meetings an hour earlier at 4 p.m. to make up the lost time. But that is not cutting it, says Councilman Michael Barnes.
We aren't in contact with each other frequently enough.
And we're not getting enough work done, adds Councilman Andy Doolin. So tonight, the council will reinstate its informal workshops on the first Monday of each month to flesh out more complicated or controversial topics. Barnes says the council could have used a workshop on the transit system's decision to put alcohol ads on buses and the recent change in accounting practices at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Would the old meeting schedule have helped the council pass a capital improvement plan this year? Mayor Pro Tem Patrick Cannon thinks maybe.
I think, you know, we were sort of pushed back in a way with our backs up against the wall to not be able to handle that business in a way that I think could have been much more efficient and effective, where hopefully we could have shaken some things out.
The first Monday workshop is coming back just as the council gears up to try again with the proposed tax increase for capital projects. They're also reviving the open-ended citizens forum to follow the workshop starting at 7:30 p.m. Community activists complained when the forum was eliminated in February. Mayor Pro Tem Cannon says the council has missed that additional contact from citizens. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.